importantly, he's drawing you into his family. Those who are saved, who know what he's made, who know what it is to be forgiven. With a heart of thanksgiving, oh God, we worship and glorify you. Cry. also experienced that. You know, you got prophets hiding when they've done mighty works with fear, but God is able to deliver us. So I began to talk to her and we began to pray, and I said, there's not much I can tell you, but we're going to begin to read the Word of God. And we began to read from the Word of God, and we began to declare that nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Nothing, not famine, nothing will separate us. And I began to encourage her heart. And we know that even as we were speaking the truth of God, because we have no counsel but God's counsel. She says, I feel so good. And I was so thankful, because that's what the Word of God does. That's what the name of Jesus does. When we invoke that name in the midst of our situation, He changes things. He changes circumstances. Thank you. because we know that our life is made up of moments. Hallelujah. One second, son. It's made up of moments, little moments throughout the day. And our desire is that our eyes will constantly be fixed on you. So whether it's times of joy and celebration and dance, that we can do it to the fullest. And when situations are coming at us and we're oppressed or depressed or just not feeling the fullness of joy that you promised us, God, that we would quickly have your name on our lips. That we would invoke your presence, that indeed your glory would shine in the midst of us and cause darkness to leave. We invoke your presence even this morning, God. What a privilege that we can call upon the name of God. The name of God. That we can call on Jesus. And the word says that he inclines his ear to us. It's like, yes, angel, did you call me this morning? I'm listening to you. Alicia, did you invoke my name this morning in your midst? I'm right there. It doesn't matter who it is, because he says he hears us. How can he hear us all at the same time? But he does. And he begins to answer prayer and get involved in our situation. I want God all over my business. Actually, I have no business except God's business. And I want him there. I want him in the midst. I want him fixing. I want him correcting. I want him removing pride and arrogance. I want him to come into my life and heal disease and just dispatch and remove depression and oppression. I want him to come in and give me that joy, that life, that fullness, so that I live life with vitality and strength and praise unto God. So what is it? Can we pray now? Father, hear us. You know what we struggle with, God? Some of us don't even want to share our requests. They just seem too much for us to put it on someone else. Or maybe it's our own pride. What would they think of me if they knew? But at the cross, Father, you took it all. The weight of the world, the weight of sin, you took it all, Father. Ask us to continually come to you and to pour our lives before you. So search us this morning, Father. And we pray that you would address the difficulties of our life. We pray that you would address the sin in our life. We pray that you would replace mourning with dancing. And sadness with joy. And that which the enemy has come to steal and destroy. That you would give us fullness of life and show us what it is to be the people of God. We glorify your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, son, bring us in. Hallelujah.
Oh,
comes down